Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL match up like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you buying?
I'd buy that for a dollar.
Or are you selling?
Get back in there and watch it. Sell.
NFL buy or sell.
All right, Denton and I buy a couple of things that we like NFL related. We sell a couple of things that we don't like. If you want to weigh in, 301-230-0980. It's 2 weeks. I don't think anything is necessarily a guaranteed trend at this point, but there have been a couple of individual performances that I'm going to focus in on here to start. I am buying all the Brock Bowers stock I can get. The tight end out of Georgia, who we saw play college football at a ridiculously high level. Remember, the discussion about Brock Bowers wasn't whether or not he was one of the best two or three players and one of the two or three most ready players for the NFL. It was a positional thing, you know, where, oh, you can't take a tight end in the top five. You can't take a tight end in the top 10. But the Raiders took Brock Bowers at 13 overall, and you know, he's off to an incredible start. He's got 15 catches on 17 targets in two football games so far, including, you know, let's face it, I mean, they opened with the Chargers in the opener, a good defensive football team, 8 catches, 58 yards, and then against the Ravens, 9 catches, 98 yards, and both of those games were on the road. He's 6'4", he's 240, he's athletic, he's got phenomenal hands, he can't be brought down by one guy. Give me some Brock Bowers as the next great tight end in the NFL. And I think there will be teams, Denton, that will really regret not taking him a little bit earlier. I mean, like somebody, I know Chicago wanted another receiver to go with DJ Moore, and by the way, with, you know, Keenan Allen, who they also signed in the offseason and has not played. He's been hurt. But, like, that would have been perfect. I like Cole Kmet. He's fine. But that would have been perfect for a young quarterback, a Brock Bowers connection. Go ahead.
So the first thing I'm going to buy a little bit of stock in Baker Mayfield. You know, I came into the season having some questions. You know, you lose Dave Canales, and we had seen in previous years, Canales worked with Geno Smith for a year, yeah. And then he leaves to go work with Baker Mayfield, and Geno took a little bit of a step back. So I was kind of anticipating the same thing to happen with Baker Mayfield, and the win itself over Detroit obviously is huge. I mean, you look back at some of these numbers and you're scratching your head saying, how did Tampa Bay pull this one out of their rear end? Because Detroit kind of massacred them offensively in terms of the yardage that they racked up. But I thought Baker Mayfield himself played really, really well, and we're starting to see this, like, he's almost playing free. Not that he wasn't before, but it's like he's having fun out there. He kind of understands the offense at a much higher level, which allows him to kind of be free and flowing a little bit. So I'm going to buy some stock in Baker Mayfield. I think Tampa Bay might be a problem this year in the NFC.
Yeah, he's really an example of a guy that people gave up on. I mean, Sam Darnold they've given up on. They gave up on Geno Smith. I mean, we've got a long list of quarterbacks that have been given up on. Jacoby Brissett, he's starting playing okay. I mean, I'm not saying that they turned into stars afterwards, and it's way too early to say that about Darnold, but Mayfield got a really good contract because of a good season. He's in a good situation on a good team with an excellent head coach. He's surprised me too. And you know what? The big surprise about Baker Mayfield for me, Denton, is how well-liked and how highly respected he is by everybody. This guy has real leadership abilities, and I didn't know that. I kind of wrote him off a little bit. Not Manziel right off, but just kind of wrote him off. I think that's a really good one. I'm going to buy Malik Nabers. I know we've talked a lot about him this week, but this guy is the real deal. What a route runner. I mean, we kind of knew that at LSU, but when you're lining up with Mason Taylor and Brian Thomas Jr. and you've got Jaden as your quarterback, I mean, it's just, it's been wide receiver you, and it was like, okay, well, is he going to stack up to JJ? Is he going to stack up to Jamar Chase's? I mean, he is every bit the route runner, it would appear, to me anyway, that Justin Jefferson is. The explosiveness with the ball in his hands. This guy, you can tell after two games and after one game of us watching him, I right now we got bad corners, you know, get it. He looks to be the part. Now, will he be held back by quarterback play, by offensive coordinator calling, et cetera? Maybe, but he looks like, you know, the next guy that this time next year will have near the top 10 already. What else are you buying?
He's fun to watch, but in like a bad way. The final thing that I'm going to buy here, I'm going to buy some stock in the Atlanta Falcons. Now, I already had them, Kevin, as you know, winning this division. But I think the manner in which they won this past week on Monday Night Football and Kirk leading that game winning drive, I think that's really going to boost their confidence. And, you know, there were so much questions this offseason with their decision to draft Michael Penix when they did. And there were questions even ahead of Monday night's game of, is Kirk 100% healthy? I mean, Troy Aikman said he's not 100% healthy, but he's good in the pocket kind of a deal. I think the way in which they won that game is going to give them enough of a momentum boost and really lift this offense up. So I'm going to buy some stock in the Atlanta Falcons. I think, shockingly, the NFC South might be one of the more fun divisions to watch throughout the course of the year.
No doubt. I mean, nobody had that 2 weeks ago, right? And now New Orleans, Tampa, Atlanta with the comeback. Carolina's not good. We know that. But there could be three teams really with six, you know, with what? Yeah, six games against each other that'll really be important. You know, I trust me, I'm not going to do a lot of you know who here. But I saw this stat put up the other day that Kirk Cousins is the only quarterback in NFL history to quarterback two division-winning teams with bottom three defensive teams. He did it in 2015 here. He did it in 2022 in Minnesota. And Atlanta is much better defensively than those two teams, the 15 Skins or the 22 Vikings. But more importantly, they got a running game, man. And I was going to, you know, buy Bijan Robinson today. I'm not going to do that because I think that's obvious. I think even if you saw him last year. But the combination of Robinson and Algier is special. I mean, Algier got banged up a little bit, but Bijan Robinson is something else. All right, I have one more thing that I want to buy, just because I want to buy something while it's somewhat down. And I'm not talking about the Bengals, which are, you know, would be an obvious buy, or the Ravens. I think the Philadelphia Eagles are good. And they've got games coming up. I'm buying them after they blew a lead and blew a game Monday night, and they've got games at New Orleans and at Tampa coming up. Look, there could be some issues there with Sirianni. And by the way, he's in trouble if they don't get off to a fast start, I would think. I just have watched both of their first two games in their entirety, the game against the Packers in Brazil, the game Monday night against the Falcons, and I see a completely different team offensively. Now, they didn't have A.J. Brown, and missing A.J. Brown's a big deal. And so maybe I should have held off on buying it, but I'm getting it at the best price possible, the most depressed price possible. I think Jalen looks great through two games. Now, he made a couple of horrible throws, but he looks a little bit more athletic. He did the other day. He's super strong. I think the Eagles are going to be just fine. Now, why they didn't generate any pass rush against Cousins the other night, I don't know. I don't think it's because of the O-line in Atlanta, because Pittsburgh absolutely annihilated that offensive line in the opener. But I'm buying the Eagles. I think they're just better than people. They're better than they were last year, or the way they ended last year. I think they're going to win the division, and I'll make that call right now at a dark moment for Philly after the Monday night game. All right, what are you selling?
I'm only selling one thing this week, Kevin, but it is a big sell. I'm fully selling any Trevor Lawrence stock that I might have had. I have been wanting him to be a really, really good quarterback in this league since he's stepped in. His story coming from college and being the guy really from a true freshman year and then maintaining that status as the number one overall pick or future number one overall pick, and then becoming a guy that got Jacksonville to the playoffs in year number two in a post-Urban Meyer world. But the more and more that I watch him, I think he's just a fine quarterback in the league. I don't think he's a legit game changer in the league. And if you look at the first two performances, like this previous week against Cleveland, you maybe take with not an asterisk per se, but just the knowledge that Cleveland's a really good defense, but he's 14 of 30. And then you look at the game the week before against Miami.
It's a really good defense, though.
It's a really good defense, but against Miami, when they had that, you know, they had that lead and they blew it, he was 12 of 21 for 162 yards. I think he's a fine quarterback, but I think he's just that. And you look at their schedule, they got Buffalo this weekend on Monday Night Football. They're on the verge of potentially falling to 0-3. If they're sitting 0-3, 0-4, potentially 0-5, Doug Peterson's going to get canned, and then you got to relearn a whole new system next year. I think Trevor Lawrence is just a guy. So I'm selling my Trevor Lawrence stock.
I don't think he's just a guy. I don't think he's just a guy. I wouldn't bail on Trevor Lawrence quite yet. I get it. I mean, you know, the Cowboys benefited against Cleveland from Cleveland's offense being inept in that game. You know, pretty much inept. And by the way, two picks by Deshaun, and I think they had a fumble in that game. They also had a punt return for a touchdown in that game. Cleveland's defense is once again, I think, super legit. I mean, the Cowboys ended up with 33 points, but again, it was because of a lot of different things. Is it too early to sell the Baltimore Ravens for this year? And the reason I say that is something's not right there. You know, even the Thursday night opener, and they drove the ball down the field, and Isaiah Likely was within, you know, a toe of giving them a chance to go for two. There was just a disconnect watching them offensively in the run game with Derrick Henry. To lose after you've got the most time off of anybody in the league other than the Chiefs to the Raiders at home, and the Raiders are not terrible at all. That's a problem. To have a kicker who all of a sudden is essentially the only kicker in the league that can't make a 50-plus yard field goal. This is crazy with Justin Tucker. I think he's now one for his last seven or something like that from 50-plus. And the rest of the league is kicking 59-yarders like they're you know, old-school 40-yarders. And they have the Cowboys on the road, the Bills after that at home, and then at the Bengals before they get Washington at home. It's too early to write them off, but I don't know if it's too early to write them off from being, you know, a top. Like, I would right now say the Chiefs and the Texans and the Bills are definitely right now better, I think, even moving forward, than the Ravens in the AFC. In their own division, I mean, I think Cincinnati could end up being better. I don't think Cleveland is. Pittsburgh's interesting here early. I mean, because they've got a playmaker at quarterback, which they haven't had. I'm going to sell the Ravens from having another great regular season. That seems so obvious because they're 0-2 and with the schedule. But I can't sell them from making the playoffs altogether, but I can sell them from being perceived as a favorite in the AFC, which they just are not anymore. There are three teams, I think, that are clearly better. You selling anything else?
I will real quickly, because you just mentioned this. I'm going to slightly, Kevin, sell the Pittsburgh Steelers. And the reason is, I meant to add this in my news, we just never got around to it because we ran out of time. They still haven't solidified Justin Fields as QB1. So there's like this weird thought in the back of my head that once Russell Wilson is healthy, they're going to make a change. I think that would be a terrible move. So until that I know for sure that Fields is going to be QB1 moving forward for the entirety of the season, I'm going to sell just a little bit of stock. I think throwing Russ into the mix completely blows up the good thing that they have going right now.
I don't think they're going to do that. Tomlin's too smart to do that. Here's what Justin Fields has done in two games. Okay, he's hardly been dynamic as a passer, but he has been as a runner, and most importantly, he has not turned the football over in two games. They have a team that has, once again, it would appear, an excellent defense. And they can play the Pittsburgh style of game where they're not, you know, trying to be explosive, not trying to put up a lot of points, playing field position, don't turn the ball over, and that's going to get them 9 wins this year. That's going to get Tomlin another winning record and maybe a playoff berth. But with Russell Wilson, look, Justin Fields may revert to what he's been and start turning the ball over. But I can't imagine they're going to put a much less now, because he is athletic quarterback who's shorter, doesn't have the playmaking ability, unless they fear that Justin Fields is going to start turning the ball over and Russell Wilson won't. He's not starting in week 3, right? It's going to be... It's Fields again.
The plan right now is for Fields, but the reason is because of that calf injury still. It's not like he's our starter moving forward. So I'm just a little worried about
that. They don't
that.
Have to say it now, right?
No, they don't have to.
Yeah. All right.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Scott Van Pelt coming up at noon. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, theteam980.com. We're free and live on the Odyssey app.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.